The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, and it's Friday, end of the week, and it is ending crazy. Of course, everything's crazy now. Todd, I just sent you both phone numbers. We're trying to get John Barber, who I think is in L.A., getting ready for the JFK Monday all-day live internet broadcast, which I hope all of you will be able to watch if you're home. And have nothing else to do that would take you away from that wonderful thing called the internet. Because it's going to be, as Jim Fetzer explained, and we did this on Tuesday night, really an extraordinary day. And I hope that many of you can participate in that, at least passively. Dean Henderson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jeff.
How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Crazy. Just really crazy. What else is new? And that's the damn truth. If we are lucky enough to get John Barber, Dean, I'm going to ask if you can hang out there until the second hour, because we're trying to promote this thing Monday. John is one of the featured presenter, and I don't know where he is right now, but
we are
trying to get him, so thanks. First of all, did you see the video? And I put it up there as President Jackass. Did you see the video of him pushing his way to the front in I guess, I don't know where the hell he was. He grabbed the president of Montenegro.
Oh, yeah, kind of pushed the Montenegro
Pushed him
guy.
Out of the way. And he went up to the cameras like he was some... The guy is a narcissist. He's a sick, sick narcissist.
Yeah.
This is nuts. This is not how presidents act. Why didn't they put him through a presidential etiquette class? Something. I mean, this is embarrassing.
It's the movie Idiocracy. It's in motion, and that's the one. Have you ever seen that movie? It was basically a professional wrestler becomes president. And
no, I've heard of it. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. They're all hooked up to the good old internet, and everybody's just dumb. They can't even, like, nobody can put a sentence together in the whole movie, and they're just getting dumber throughout the whole movie, and ends up this professional wrestler gets elected, and he's wearing this big belt, you know, and everything, and
yeah.
It's like,
I
think it was Mr. T, maybe. But
oh, my.
That's where we're at. I mean, that's why we got Trump, because it's a nation of idiots.
Showbiz. Idiotic show business.
It's too bad. It's just a shame. I don't know what to say.
I guess I could say Hillary would have been worse.
I still think so, too. But
I just getting closer.
Yeah. The creepy one was the, they put their hands on the glowing orb. Did you get that picture with the?
Yeah. What the hell was that about?
Yeah, it was. Well, everybody said, I was like, what was that? And everybody said, oh, it was the continents. Well, it was, one thing, it was like up, kind of upside down or sideways. And then it was, which I guess is sort of like the devil messing with God's creation. And then it was like the ISIS flag almost, it looked like to me, that they were sort of pledging allegiance to ISIS, maybe. And
wow.
I remember the next day, Manchester happened in England. So that didn't work, whatever that was. Or maybe it did work for them. Because that's what they do.
Maybe it did work for them. Because that's what they do.
Yeah.
But
anyway, it was, the whole trip was just, wow. But kissing ass on the Saudis and the Israelis. And then pushing the president of my I don't know.
That was really like a short scene in a motion picture. Putting down idiotic presidents. Look at this goon. I mean, that would have drawn big laughs in an audience if it was in a screenplay.
If it was like Curly and Moe and stuff.
Exactly. This is getting to be so damn goofy now that it's just...
Yeah, man, it's, you got to laugh. I mean, you got to keep...
You have to.
...about it because it's just beyond, it's just, yeah. But again, that's what we get, and... I don't know. People just don't be so dumb next time, I guess. And
you're right. Let's hope they aren't as dumb next time. But I unfortunately believe they're going to be dumber. What are the real choices here? We thought this time there was somebody going to maybe sneak in the side door and actually do something different for America. A lot of people thought that. I did. I got taken in.
Yeah.
And it's there's no choice. This is all controlled. It's beyond control. It's ridiculous.
I think that's where everybody needs to be in their head, because that's the truth. And you can pretend it's not the truth, but, one party is just like the other party, and one billionaire is just like the multimillionaire. And it's a class war by the rich on the poor. You can see what's happening. They're taking away everything from the poor people, and they're giving it to the military and the cops and the police state and the big corporations and the rich. And it's the same old story. It's just that now it's on hyperdrive, and it's some guy from The Apprentice, and it's so ridiculous and over the top, and it's just overt fascism.
Right.
It's just, there it is. It's just what you wanted, just what you got. You want the private sector to rule everything, and well, it doesn't mean you, because your private sector doesn't count. It just means the biggest corporations and trusts and robber barons in the world crushing everything and everything about life and all of you. And that's what we got, and that's what it is. And people thought there was a choice. There was not a choice. There was no choice. It was just it was a movie that we were supposed to watch, and then we were supposed to divide over it into camps, so we'd fight each other endlessly forever and ever and ever. And, people have bumper stickers about dumb liberals, and other ones have bumper stickers about dumb conservatives, and it's great, I tell you. Rich, it's just, it's a wonderful culture we live in, Jeff, isn't it?
Yeah,
so deep and rich.
Yeah. You're right, Dean. If they really had sat down and written a Hollywood film about this so-called campaign, and they scripted it, they would have had three characters. They would have had Bernie. They would have written something like a Hillary, and they would have written some imbecile like Trump. I mean, they could have played off that. It would have been a major motion picture with very little rewriting necessary. Just follow along, follow the bouncing ball, and put it together.
Yeah, keep it simple. Yeah.
God.
They do. But it's just, that's what people have to realize, that people have to become disillusioned. In other words, which means losing your illusions, that there is
that's
a choice.
Right. Yeah.
And that there's free elections in this country, because there isn't.
Nope.
I mean, it's just buy them and sell them, baby, and it's who's got money.
Here's
and
the big problem.
Decent people will never be elected this way.
They won't. They won't even be allowed to run. They'll never
be allowed to run.
No, they're not going to get anywhere. No, they won't have any traction. You're not going to get anywhere if you're decent.
You saw what happened to Quisp in Montana, Rob Quisp. who I knew, he was the guy that didn't punch the reporter.
Well, he made a mistake there. He should have punched out every reporter.
Because the national media didn't cover him. Uh-huh. He did go out and stump for him. But he was a progressive Democrat, you know, like a real Democrat with some kahunas and shit. And, you know, he didn't seem to hear about him. And, he got money, man. This guy's a billionaire. What's his name? Whatever, who cares? He's a billionaire. I'm sure he moved into Big Sky and bought a condo by the ski resort or something.
Oh, for sure.
I left when all the rich people came and ruined Montana. I lived there for 10 years in western Montana. And then the rich people came and ruined it.
L.A.?
With their attitudes. L.A., Seattle, or Portland, whatever. You know, yeah, who cares? But they're just, you know, they'd want to fence off the river so you couldn't float. It was their river now. It was their private river, you know, and everything else. And they own the Ruby River all of a sudden. And, you know, just things like that. And they just ruined that state. And now it's getting really out there, it sounds like.
Wow.
But join the rest of the country, I guess.
Well, look, show me a state that's really making progress. I don't know of any. I can't think of
any. No, they're just all going backwards. There's no one.
It's all retrograde. Everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can't even get the emergency disaster assistance to Missouri. We just got a huge monumental flood here. I don't know. You might have heard something about it, but the rivers, the bridges, this bridge is gone. Road's gone. Nothing, you know. From Greitens, he's all Trump's got our back, and I think he was just too dumb to fill out the paperwork, so it's taken like 3 weeks now. We still haven't had a disaster declaration here, which, you know, it's a disaster area here. So
is Trump? Trump has to sign it.
That makes people mad.
Is Trump had to sign it?
But I think Greitens was just so stupid that he just doesn't even think he doesn't understand. You have to fill out paperwork. You can't just tweet and say the president's got our back. You know, a Twitter thing that just doesn't cut it. So you actually have to fill out papers and stuff and send them in the mail, maybe. No, I'm serious. I just the incompetence of these people, these inbreds that we've allowed to take over our country, because you have to be a certain bloodline to get elected. You know,
Greitens
is a big time NWO, New World Order guy, Aspen Institute connected to the, you know, a lot of stuff, and he's going to be this governor, I think, that'll set all these precedents. So this is probably one of them where, you know, instead of just
Who is this, Dean?
Eric Greitens is his name. He's our governor in Missouri, and he's just terrible. But he's So, but they're just so inept too. You know, these inbred bloodlines are—they're so inbred and inept and incompetent. And just look at Trump. I mean, he just pushes this guy from Montenegro. I mean, my God, you know.
I never saw.
What are we coming to?
Anything in my life like that? I just looked at it. My jaw was hanging. I couldn't believe it.
I know. He was like foaming at the mouth to get to the camera or something. It was weird.
It was bizarre.
Point the camera at me.
No.
I'm the apprentice guy. Really, I'm the boss.
I'm the star. Here I am.
I'm going to fire you. And then people cheer about it. And the people just love to do that. They just love to cheer people's demise. You know, it's another sparkling feature of our culture lately.
That's true. That's very
not
true.
Not cynical at all, Jeff, you know, but.
There's nothing cynical about what you're saying. You're not a cynic.
Well, it's just the truth.
You're a realist. Come on.
The truth.
And here's the biggest part, Dean, that's the problem. When he gets back, I guess he's got the G7 tomorrow or something. He'll be back Sunday or Monday. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they do attack North Korea within the next week or two. I would not be surprised. I'm not predicting it. I'm not predicting. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised. I think they've been planning something for many months. I think the decision has been made. I think they've got two carrier task force groups there right now. I think they can take this guy out. They're going to try and find where all of his scientists are, his rocket scientists, kill them off, and they're going to try a decapitation move. And I think it's probably 50-50 or better. I think it's better than that.
All the way. It's just like first they pressure Trump, you know, he's too cozy with Russia, so he bombs Syria. Then this last, you know, before the whole foreign policy trip that he's on right now was all, you know, we're going to impeach you, this and that. And then he knuckles under and $400 billion for the Saudis, and you know, and they're like, okay, yeah, you did what we want. We won't kill your wife. And then now it's you're probably right. They'll come back. There'll be some other stuff comes up about somebody else. You know, or, you know, and then, bomb North Korea. So there you go. But that seems to be how it's working, right? It's like, you will do our bidding, or we will just endlessly mess with you. And then he knuckles under and he does what they want, which was $400 billion weapons deal with the Saudis. They love that.
Joel Skousen picked this flaw of one of many of Trump's early on. He said, the guy has a need, he's insecure, he has a need to be liked. So
right.
He caves in to people.
Exactly.
He's easily influenced because he wants to be liked.
Wants to be popular, yep.
That's right.
All
and
the time.
We're seeing that constantly now.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't like it when he gets flack from the media, so then he caves in and he does their bidding. And it's just, yeah, it's just weird. But it's just wag the dog, you know? And they got him where they want him. Yeah, and I think the information on Trump has to do with Russian oligarchs, not the Russian government. This is something that I've just come aware of, that he is maybe connected to some of these oligarchs who are against Putin, who Putin has cracked down against, you know?
Like right.
Trump's got a lot
right.
of business
sure.
deals with some of these
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But see, the media's reporting it not like that, so it's disinformation. But there is this other stuff, and I think that's what they got over him a little bit, you know? This is with the oligarchs, not with Putin.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, you're
attacked
right.
the oligarchs and tried to decimate them with some success, but not all of them. But there's that out there. So you know, it's just wag the dog, and they got him. They got him. It looks like to me. And every time you think, maybe he's going to shake him, it just doesn't seem to happen. And this trip was just horrible. I mean,
he's not going to shake Dean. I don't think he's going to shake him.
Yeah, you can't say anything good about Trump after that trip. He just took, it's just horrible.
What is
that?
I mean,
one thing that we thought maybe the foreign policy would change, right? Maybe we would have reproach about Russia. Maybe he would get tough with the Saudis and the Israelis. No.
He's not getting tough with anybody. I think of him in that sword dance. I mean, that, and then putting his hand on the magic globe. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Now he's pushing people around so the cameras can get his face. How can this be? I mean, it's like a bad movie.
Yeah, it is a bad movie. It's just embarrassing. But I think that's part of it, that's just to embarrass America. And, that's what the Rothschilds love to do, is kind of rub America's face in the dirt, and embarrass us and make us look bad. And they're behind Trump, and probably Soros is behind Clinton. There probably was a split all along, who knows. But he's totally, he's their boy. Let's put it that way. One way or the other, whether he knows it or not, he's their boy. And it's just sad. So we just gotta. I don't know.
I don't think he knows. I don't think. I really
doesn't.
Don't think he doesn't.
He probably doesn't.
I don't
Kushner.
Think he knows.
It's Kushner.
I call him President Kushner. Yeah.
It's the handlers. It always is. And
have you ever seen a handler more obvious though, and more
right.
visible?
Is that almost like in our face too? Do you think? Like, we're just gonna have this guy right out here in front. Why don't they just put some young Rothschild in charge and
be done with it?
Maybe they will next time. Maybe the next election, the NASCAR buys would be a Rothschild or something, or Goldman Sachs.
Well, we had a Rockefeller for a governor here for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
We had one for a vice president too, didn't we? Was it?
Was it Nelson?
Nelson.
It was Gerald Ford's vice president. And then Winthrop, he kind of runs Arkansas down here. Owns that state, lock, stock, and barrel. But, it just looks like the same old stuff. Reinforcement of the Anglo-American, Israeli-Saudi, nightmare.
And they have venue after venue that they could easily just ignite in a regional war. And they may go from one to the other. They may. Maybe they'll take Korea. And if there are, quote, acceptable losses, they'll go on next to Ukraine or Iran.
Yeah.
And then the Eastern Front in Europe, and then they'll blow the Syrians, what's left of them, to smithereens.
Yeah, that's what they seem to be wanting, is kind of...
In no particular order.
Several conflicts at one time, but sort of surgical strikes, massive equipment, massive money spent.
Lots of profit.
Around the globe.
Yeah, yeah.
But nothing too decisive, see, because then you keep it going, which is what you really want. You really want to keep it going. The best war is the one that stays going for these people, because, that's just more money. And Afghanistan, longest war in U.S. history.
16 years now?
Yeah, something like that. 16, whatever it is. But I mean, they just want perpetual war. That's what they want. That's what they got. And but they don't want any really decisive victories, I don't think, anywhere. You know, and that's if you've looked at the CIA documents and the manuals and the Council on Foreign Relations, you know what they've written, and this is what they want, and this is what, you know, this is the ideal situation.
Right.
It's perpetual war that's never really won. Nobody
wins, sure.
Really.
For sure.
You know, it just goes on and on, and more people die, more Iraqi and Syrian Communist Party and Socialist Party members die. The leftists, you know, those nasty leftists who are just have been a thorn in your side in that region for so long, nationalized your oil companies, kicked out the kings you put in there in Iraq, in Syria, in Libya, drug Gaddafi behind a jeep. Now this guy and did the London bombing. He's just one of these anti-Gaddafi Libyans at the CIA train. That's why they had the pictures right away. We had a British intelligence.
So another MK Ultra type.
Come on, people, get with it. He was their boy, and so sure he was their boy. And one of the things, you know, they want to terrorize people maximum. They want to hate Muslims maximum. So maximum carnage, the worst despicable. I was thinking about the other reason they want that is they want us as a society to behave like that. They want to broadcast that this is the way to behave.
Oh, that's the new template.
Cut
yes.
their body parts out.
Yeah.
And you know,
you're
hearing about it. You're hearing people, crazy things, people doing crazy like this. And it's a way to kind of push that agenda into the general populace. Just this general barbarity. It's the British way.
You're tragically correct again. You're right. So that's what they're fashioning the entire thing to end up with that as a motif. Barbarity.
Exactly.
That's what they're pushing at. First, it was pedophilia, just another lifestyle.
Right,
rape.
Right.
Oh, he was having a sexual emergency. And they let these guys go. I don't care who these guys are. Rape is not okay under any circumstance.
No.
They're not being punished. It's all a de facto, just everything's folding. It's all folding. Exactly right.
This way, and we call truth a lie, and lies a truth, and that's what the devil does. So it's what we're doing. So,
well, we're
that's what the ISIS thing, man. It's a big thing because ISIS, you know, the whole Egyptian thing and the whole mystery schools thing. Where do you think they get that name? So it's a huge program. I mean, it's a huge mind control program.
Nothing is left to chance. Please remember that, okay? Nothing is left to chance anymore.
Every terrorist attack, every so-called Muslim terrorist attack is a British intelligence operation. Just know that.
Or somebody's.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, hold on just a minute. Dean and I will come right back with more after we take a little bit of a break here at the bottom of the hour. So stay there. You know, I just, I don't know where this came from. I just pulled up a new page on my browser, and it's, I don't know, it's not identified. It just says search. It doesn't say Google. It must be. But there's a screen. It's a crawl from right to left, and there are five at a time across the page. Six. And they're news stories. Entertainment stories. And it says view trending. Boy, I hate that word almost as much as pivot. But these trending news stories are being put. There's a battle on for control of these so-called news aspect of the internet, and they're putting stuff up all the time now. Everybody's got a news service now.
Yeah, and all the garbage gets to the front page.
Yeah.
Like, look at Yahoo or whatever. It's just something.
I started doing this 23 years ago, and no one else was doing it. And where it's gone, I'm very deeply ashamed.
Yeah, well, it's not your fault, but yeah, I know. It seems like the bad information's going to win. Everybody thought the internet, you know, was going to liberate us.
Well, you know the other thing, Dean, all these newspapers and websites have on the right column or across the top, there are all these TNA things. Hollywood celebrities, they're all trying to get as undressed as they possibly can so they can get their picture on these crummy little news sites and sidebars and top featurettes.
Just trash.
It's total garbage. We've deified garbage.
Yeah, we've deified garbage. That's good. That's a good one. We've deified garbage. Garbage is our God. Google is not God, Jeff. Garbage is
God. That's right. Wow.
Don't forget now. We're getting even more evolved than we thought we were.
Yeah, amazing. It really is amazing.
Yeah, but it's just Tavistock Institute, Talmudic smut from the Mossad, and basically, again, trying to wash out our value system. Get rid of it. They don't want it. They don't want any value systems at all. Just Google's God and the information and corporations.
No, that's really important what you just said. Well, they do want some values, but their values are valueless values, and they just don't have any substance. There's no direction. There's no cohesion. There's certainly no accountability. No one is being tasked with anything anymore. They're just floating along. I don't know. I look in their faces, and you see them. Look in their eyes. What do you see? There's nobody home. Looking at Beyonce's...
Get the approval they never got from their parents or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's Beyonce's pregnancy, I don't know, I don't know if she had any... Hey, who can, I'm looking at this stuff, I don't believe it. Trending.
God.
It's all trending, Dean, it's trending.
It's all trending.
I've got to be cool. I want to know what's trending.
Be cool. Yeah, trending,
wow.
Trending. Yeah, that is a terrible word, trending. That's got to be...
I want to know how this is coming up on my...
The garbage heap, I guess. Or the top, maybe. Yeah,
okay.
It's bad. It's not much going on in the whole culture in terms of thinking.
No, that is the new
just
culture.
Thinking,
it's all reactive. There's no proaction to speak of.
Yeah, all reactive. All very reactive. Mm-hmm. That's right. And no original thought. Not too much, it's you know, you hear one side, and they say this one thing, and then the other side they say this other thing, and that's all you ever hear is what the one side or the other side says, and there's nothing else really.
No,
it's just
black
dumbed
and
down to that level, and just
the menu is two things.
Oh my gosh, you know, and
no shades of gray. When you look at. I do enjoy Kim Jong-un. He is amusing to me, the way they put these photos of him. Whenever he's around his generals, when he laughs, you know, he's got that big Buddha kind of little boy laugh, and he grins, and his that absurd hairdo, and all the generals around him. It's like a Hollywood film. They bust their butts laughing with him. Whatever he does, boy, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
Sycophants. Yeah, sycophants. But it is the guy. He's probably, you know, who knows? I mean, who the heck really knows what's going on in North Korea? We just have no idea what's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe Dennis Rodman does. I don't.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman might. Might be a couple other people. But, you know, yeah, it's just, I don't know what's going to happen there because I don't know. China, you know, what's China going to do if we.
I don't think they're going to do anything. I think they're going to sit by.
They got
paid off somehow. Something's going on. They'll just sit by.
Yeah. I think he backed off of getting tough on the whole currency manipulation what it was. You know,
well, there you go.
What he was going to do, and now he's not going to do it. And they had their little talk, and so they said, okay, you do that, and we'll take it easy if you, you know.
He keeps saying what a, quote, great guy President Xi is. The great guy.
Yeah.
The great guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seems like a lot of that. So they got some deal cut. I think you're right over North Korea where we could probably fire a few Tomahawks in there and they wouldn't do anything, you know. And they're like, okay, yeah, well, just don't, you know, don't make us, you know, devalue the yuan, you know.
The latest is Kim is now talking about using an EMP weapon against America and sending us back to the Stone Age. I just got this one a little while ago. A failure of imagination is how some experts describe the intelligence community's inability to foresee and interrupt the 9/11 plot. But it might as well describe America's apparent disinterest in preparing for a potentially bigger threat, an EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, a nuclear capability that North Korea is believed to be pursuing. Do they have it or not? I don't know. An EMP is a short burst of very intense electromagnetic energy, specifically gamma rays, that all nuclear explosions produce at varying degrees. A large EMP triggered over the United States from a ballistic missile or a satellite orbiting at just the right attitude could fry all unprotected electronics from coast to coast. One EMP burst, and everything you have that is microcircuit or whatever you want to call it is now garbage.
Would that take out the cell phone towers?
Boy, I wish it would. I'm sure a lot of them would go, but I would suggest that strategically speaking, they've hardened a number of them to keep whatever is left of the smartphone generation, you know, firmly under control.
Yeah. Can't have Kim Jong Il screwing up their plans like that to keep those people.
No. Let's see what it says here. Hold on. A large EMP triggered over the U.S. from a ballistic missile or a satellite, as I said, orbiting at just the right attitude, could fry unprotected electronics from coast to coast, rendering electric grids, all of them, cell phones, banking and financial institutions, automobile computers, railways, air traffic control, and airplanes themselves, which would fall like bricks, they'd all be useless. Food would rot in refrigerators and in farm fields with no means of transporting agricultural products to population centers. In other words, the trucks would stop running. And all for the Mad Max predictions that an EMP strike would cause that much damage. There are some who take it seriously and some who dismiss the threat. I don't think it's particularly shrewd to dismiss it. We don't know what they have. We just don't know. We don't know how many bombs they have, 5, 10, 20. We don't know if the, you know, plausible deniability, the Chinese could give them one. Go ahead, shoot it up there. And then they'll just say we didn't do it. But I mean, if we were to lose all of our basically our electronic way of life, it would take a long time to recover.
Yeah, it'd be a huge stock market crash, and the economy would slide into a recession right away because we're that dependent on all.
Well, we'd be fighting in the streets because the trucks would stop and the supermarkets would be looted immediately.
Yeah.
The pharmacies would run out of medications for people who need them. Doctors will not prescribe in advance now for people if it's a controlled substance. They don't do that. I was reading about that the other day. It could be... we're talking about going back to the Dark Ages here real quick.
Yeah, it would be. So, you know, I wouldn't dismiss that either as a, you know, something that couldn't happen. We don't know what they have. You're right. Maybe be the best thing in the world. I mean, if it shut all the electronics down, but that's why I was asking about the cell towers. Otherwise, maybe we have to sort of coax
you
the
know,
guy into doing it. You know,
those cell towers are used for a lot more than just cellular communications, as you know, and as most of you listening know. They're used for all kinds of EMF mind control technology. They have no need for massive amounts of electricity to those towers. They're pretty efficient, a couple of major cables, And yet there are YouTube videos up there showing some of these towers have a dozen or two dozen of these two-inch thick power cables going up to the top of the tower to drive whatever electronics are up there that that spew this technology. So they're really putting a lot into these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's more than meets the eye, for sure. It's some kind of weaponized stuff.
I think almost everything's weaponized now. Water, food, yeah. You name it. I mean, they're all strategic weapons if you think about them.
Yeah, they are. And it's all with the bigger idea of depopulating the people. And especially the brown and black people, and especially the revolutionary left, brown and black people, like Venezuelans and such, and Iraqis. And so, yeah, it's definitely all weaponized and all part of the plan to depopulate, and that's what the overall agenda is.
Think about it. I think entertainment is weaponized. I think it's all used when something is used to control, threaten, intimidate, or otherwise coerce or cajole. It's a weapon. It is a weapon manifestation. And I think everything is now
a weapon.
It's one of the biggest. Sure.
It's just, it's fear. It just injects fear into the population. Irrational fear of everything, really. And, it's a weapon. It's the biggest weapon, really, is information,
And, couldn't agree more.
They know that.
Yeah.
They know that. And that's why they're staying ahead of the information. That's why, all these Google devices.
Well, they let it out when they want to, and they pull it back when they want to. It's kind of a bait and switch. They control things by virtue of information availability. When they want people to be dumb, they reel it all back in and shut it down. But let me just say, you know who they are. They are so far ahead of where the average person would believe. There's the gulf of understanding, Dean, it can't be connected. It's too far. The masses just don't get it. They never will get it. And as each new generation comes along, they're going to get it less and less.
Fascism, it's just quiet and it's just silent killer stuff. It's just, it's vaccines or food or water or news.
Well, I'm sure you know, but let me go over this again real quick. This is important. They're changing the nature of vaccines. They usually use dead viruses or bacteria or attenuated viruses. When they use attenuated viruses, the viruses are still alive. And they go into the body and they actually enter the cells in a very weakened state so the cells can recognize them, and the body's immunological function creates antibodies to defeat these viruses. Well, they found out, and this goes back to Gardasil and before Gardasil, that the viruses can actually carry with them the carrier viruses. The information in synthetic DNA that they want the human body to have as a permanent resident of the chromosomes in the body. And these viruses go in, they replicate, and they're all over the body, and they're carrying the synthetic DNA into every cell where it attaches itself to the chromosomes. Now, the idea is that these synthetic DNA injections will cause the body to develop whatever kind of antibodies the vaccine is supposed to cause to be created. It didn't work with Gardasil very well, but this is the new thing. And I suspect, frankly, that if they can do that with synthetic DNA to create antibodies, why can't they use synthetic DNA to do anything they want to people genetically? Anything. Anything. Take their aggression away, take their idea of defending space away, make them more malleable and more subservient so they can establish hegemony on them with just a genetic kind of rule through these vaccines. Now, let's take it a step further. They don't need to inject these viruses with needles and syringes. I think they can turn them loose as a bioweapon and vector them all kinds of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
nanoparticulate inhalation. It can be in the water. I think we're screwed. I really do. I don't think we have a chance.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Genetically speaking, they can remake us anytime they want, in any way they want. Synthetically,
you know, just
modified, and they own us. Yeah,
no need for war. No need for
That's right.
Track us anymore because we'll willingly work at their slave jobs.
We'll report in every night. Tell them what we've done. It's total subservience. We're genetically now tweaked, and we obey.
with the program, yeah, it's scary, right? And they already—I mean, they're kind of already doing that with prescription drugs, which are just. I mean, it's a nation of drug addicts, and I mean prescription drugs, America. You know, not pot or even heroin, as bad as it is. The worst of all is just prescription drugs. And they're already doing that. I mean, the way these prescription drugs are affecting people's behavior and personalities and making them crazy, really.
You know, if you look at a lot of
anybody's house and their medicine cabinet is just full of that stuff, and it's just scary.
If you look at the genetic... Not genetic, generics, it doesn't matter. When you look at the formal name of a drug, almost all of them, it seems, I've looked at a lot, they have the word fluoro in them, F-L-U-O-R-O. Fluoro, that's a fluoride derivative. These are all fluoridated drugs.
Yeah, a lot of the prescription drug industry is based on, you know, getting rid of toxic waste.
And oh, yeah.
That's how they do it, is pills. You know, I mean, fluoride, mercury, all kinds of toxins, just stuff they can't get rid of, you know, from their factories. And, I mean, it's sick, but they're literally doing frontal lobotomies on anybody that's taken a lot of those prescription drugs, or, you know, even not even a lot, but just some. But, I mean, just stay away from that stuff, my God. And... yeah, but it's just pretty much puts people to sleep and gets them with the program and, you know, makes them company folk.
Happy days, Dean. Happy times. Happy
company.
Days are here again. Yeah. Wow.
That's it, right? Just,
just
put them out.
Don't worry. Be happy. They're going to do happy, those. See, those genes, we're all going to get those genes. Don't worry. Be happy, genes. I don't care. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
You
know, the battle for truth is being lost. I'm sorry. I don't like to say that, but it is. We don't have a chance. The media is everything to most people. And when Dean and I and the other people who work with us here on the program, on the network, go up against the controllers, it's almost like spitting in the wind. Sure does.
And like you said, they let it happen, and then they roll it back, and now we're in a rolling back thing, and they're pulling it back. And so, you know, there's this creation of fear, and into that vacuum, you know, people pull back, and they don't question anymore, and they just kind of...
They don't. They don't.
And that's where we're at now.
Do you talk about this in your Press TV interviews and the other things you do?
This kind of stuff, I don't know.
They probably don't give you a chance.
Yeah, they really don't bring it up as much with the, you know, this part of it, but...
well, you can hear.
Talk about it here, yeah, because it's important. And, it really is a retrenchment of the mind, it feels like now, and which is why I just, I pretty much don't... I'm trying to stay off the internet as much as I can. Because I think it's a losing battle, and it does me harm being on there. So, you know, for every article I write, how much damage am I doing to my health sitting on that thing? And so I've really been limiting my time just on the whole thing. And, you know, there'll become a time maybe when people's minds are ready to, you know, get deeper into this again, and we can do that, and we'll be here. And but I tell you, yeah, right now it just doesn't feel that way. It just feels like a disappointment and people kind of retrenching and just trying to survive. A lot of people, you know, too, just
They are literally trying to survive. Yeah. We're just about out of time here, but just let me say, in summary, I'm going to watch very carefully this whole Korean thing. I don't think it's off to the front of the burners here. I think it's on boil, just about ready to completely go over. I think they've been hiding it while Trump goes on his trip. Princess Ivanka says how wonderful the Saudis are with women's rights, and they give her $100 million for her foundation. What does that sound like? Huh? A little bit like Hillary?
Hillary Jr.
There it is. So, we have to watch this crap. I mean, he goes out, and who do they announce are the top people going with him? Jerry Kushner and Princess Ivanka. This is not only is it grotesque nepotism. I mean, the guy, when he pushed his way up to the cameras, I thought of W.C. Fields when I saw that. That's, yeah. You know, Fields would play that kind of, he played yeah. that mock bully role, but he wasn't.
Right, right.
It was funny.
Yeah,
funny stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, listen, Dean, thank you for being here. It's always great to connect with you. You're a real touchstone of common sense and reality, and we need that. So thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. You too. I say the same about you, and thanks for having me.
Of course.
Hang in there.
All right. You too, my friend. Take care.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
Mr. Dean Henderson. All right. There's our one for you. Because of the big JFK birthday thing coming up on Monday, and I wanted to talk about that tonight, so I'm going to. We're going to bring Jim Fetzer back with, he was brilliant on Tuesday, so that's coming up next. So take a listen to that. Tim is coming as well. Terrible Tim. And then the weekend, it'll be a long weekend, 3 days for a lot of you, but we'll be back Monday night. And in the meantime, you know where we'll be, so do stop by and take a look, and we'll keep you up to date. Back in just a couple.